All right, we're going to go ahead and call to order the Border Ridge Public Infrastructure District number one. Today is Monday, October 28th. It's 9:06. I'm Michael Jensen with Snow Jensen and Reese. So everyone on the call, if we could state your name for the record and the recording, that would be great. Let's start with the board, Jerry.
Jerry Eves.
Patricia Eves.
Stephanie Eves.
Heather King, District Council.
David Hutchison, CLA.
Jennifer, you're last. Jennifer, are you there?
She's been having some audio difficulty this morning.
Okay.
Is that any better?
Yes.
Yep, there you go. So we have Jennifer back at the anchor location. Jennifer, is there anyone there at the anchor location?
There's not.
Okay, perfect. That's everyone I show on the call. Let's go to our action items. Board, there's the minutes from our September 30th meeting. Have you had a chance to review those and do they look accurate to you?
Yes.
Okay, could we get a motion then?
We just approved the meeting minutes.
Yes.
Oh, I second the motion.
Okay, we'll give that to Patty with Stephanie as the second. All those in favor say aye.
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 And that's unanimous. All right, let's go to item two, which is the tentative budget. So, David, we only need PID one.
Right. I saw that. So let me share my screen real quick. Okay, so Boulder Ridge Public Infrastructure District number one, annual budget 2024 and 2025. This is a summary. I think maybe it'd be easier just to start in the funds and then go back to the summary if needed. We'll start in the general fund, just revenues for the year 2024, 10,000, 2025, 50,000 to cover those administrative expenses of 5,000 of counting and legal estimated. And for 2025, 20,000, 6,500, 3,500, and 20,000. Any questions on that general fund?
No.
Okay. Debt service, actually, let's go to capital projects first and then back up to debt service. So bond issuance proceeds, based on the preliminary numbers, estimating 6,000 or 6,788,000 those revenues, and then expenditures 2.5 million in capital outlay and bond issuance costs us of about $400,000. And then $1 million being transferred out to the debt service fund. Moving to 2025, that carries forward 2.888 million for the beginning balances there. Interest income of about $5,000 and capital outlay of 2,893,000. Any questions on the capital projects fund?
I would just a second. I was just looking at, oh, it's that one right there. Got
Okay, we're good. Okay, back up to debt service. Here's the transfers in from the capital projects of the $1 million, and then that gets carried forward to the 2025 budget, estimated interest income of $8,000, and then a bond interest payment of $450,000 and paying agent fees of $4,000 for the year. Any questions on debt service?
No.
Okay. And then summary is just, again, the combination of all three of those funds there.
So for clarification for myself, as we start this project this week, and we will start incurring bills towards the project, I would expect that the first 90 days, we would spend probably close to $2 million. And that would put us, anything left on the 2 million would then just go back to 2025.
Correct. So that, and that's just an estimate based on, you know, just preliminary numbers. But yeah, anything in those first 90 days there are through the end of the year, is that, and it will all get carried over into this next budget. Oftentimes we'll see, you know, depending on the timing of the year and the timing of the bond issuances, we may see the entire amount in capital outlay. And then if it doesn't get spent, it gets carried over into the next year. So that is normal when funds are not used, then they'll get carried over.
Very good. And if we happen to go quicker than normal, we could allocate more funds to transfer into 2024.
Right. And we would just need to update the budget or amend the budget, excuse me, if we went over too much.
Very good.
Okay. Any other questions?
No.
Okay.
I would like to propose that we approve the estimated infrastructure budget for district number one.
So Jerry, could we just, we're going to take the whole budget together combined. So we don't need to go through each individual
one and two fund. Because we annexed them together. Correct.
Yes.
So I would just amend that motion to include the Boulder Ridge public infrastructure budget for number one and two.
Yep, that would be perfect. Is there a second?
I'll second the motion.
Great, thanks, Stephanie. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Addie and Stephanie,
did yes, I hear aye.
You? Okay, thank you. And that's unanimous. All right. David, if you'll stop sharing.
There you go.
Thank you. All right, let's go back real quick then. All right, so now we're going to cover the two reimbursement agreements that we need to. So first one's the infrastructure acquisition agreement. That's the one that's probably the most important because, Jerry, that's what's going to get the money back to you guys, the development company. So and then along with that, we have the actual payment and reimbursement application that we'll walk through. And then the second one is the admin funding and reimbursement agreement. So we'll cover both of those. So let me pull them. All right. Did that switch over?
Yes.
To the agreements. Okay. Now, do you want me to go so you can just see one? Is that too small? When two pages are up,
I can see it okay.
Okay. All right. So going forward, I think we did an engineer certificate where they went through and listed all of the improvements that were going to be done and gave the cost estimates. Didn't we have that done, Jerry?
Yes, you did.
Okay. So what we're going to do is we're going to go through, they listed all of it out, all of the eligible costs. So what we're going to do is keep track of all of those costs as we move forward. So we're going to use that engineer certificate, that list of costs. So as those get done, whether it's you guys, you have a subcontractor, or you have somebody else doing the work, keep track of those invoices. Basically like receipts, right? But keep track of all of those so that we can then go back and we can do the payment application and reimbursement agreement to get those monies brought back over. So this just goes through, here's what the eligible costs, and it's going to list out any materials, labor, engineering, architecture, construction planning, other professional services. Those are going to be part of the eligible costs. And stop me if I'm going too fast, Jerry. So keep track of what you're doing currently, obviously. So that way, once the bonds fund, we can get that those costs back to you within probably a day or two, providing we've kept track of everything. We know what it is. When we get to the payment application, we can list all of those items out as we move forward, get that into the trustee, and the trustee can then release those. Trustees typically pretty good. Once we submit to them, it's about, Jennifer, what would you say, 2, maybe 3 day turnaround? So pretty quick.
Yeah, roughly about 2 days max.
Okay. So over here talks about that payment reimbursement application of the eligible costs. So we're pretty much going to follow what that engineer listed out for us. If there's other things, we can still do it, but kind of the baseline is going to be that engineer certificate of costs.
Understood.
Okay. One thing I did not have that I'll need from you is to get the name of the firm, the name of the LLC. I'm assuming you have an LLC for the project. I'm going to need to get that address, obviously zip code. And then I did not have your phone number. I do have your email, but I didn't have your phone number. I just figured I'd get it from you. So if you wouldn't mind, send me an email listing those things out. Just a short one. That way I can update this agreement.
I was going to say, Michael, if we can get an email address with that as well, because we'll need signatures eventually. And that'll be helpful to have if it's a different company or, you know, somebody outside of the board.
Very good.
And I'll shoot this over to you as soon as we are done with the board meeting, and I'll leave it generic like this so you can make any changes that you need. Again, down here, just need to get the name of the company. Now, let me show you. Here's that infrastructure acquisition agreement. So, or excuse me, the payment application. So, obviously, the top, that's self-explanatory. But when we get down here, we're going to just list out vendor name, short description of the work that was done with the amounts. So a couple things. Now, we have some clients that want to do this themselves. So this is something that if you guys want, you guys can do, or we can do it for you. Jennifer's great at it. I review it as well, but we make sure everything's here. And then coming down to this page, we just check, obviously, W-9s for everybody. Engineer certificates are going to be required on those items. Now, you can have a district engineer. Most of the time, we'll use whoever your engineer is. The board will just say, we're going to use this same person as the district engineer. They can go through and then make sure that what we're putting in qualifies based on the original engineer's certificate of those costs that they're going to work out. Obviously, if we build something that's not to the specs of the city's not going to take it, right? So might as well have the engineer certify that the work that was done is going to qualify and meets the certification that they gave originally. Does that make sense?
It does.
Okay. So once we get the things that are applicable on this, then we come down, and this is probably the most important, is this certificate. So we need them to sign this. And a lot of them will just have kind of like a form one of these that the engineer's done. So once the engineer says, hey, I'm good with it, we can just attach the same thing. Does that make sense?
It does.
But this will need to accompany every single one of those applications. And so the engineer just needs to know that we're going to use this every single time. So it's up to you guys if you want us to handle it, if you guys want to do it, but that all needs to be done every time. The trustee will then go through it. And if we're missing anything, then the trustee will say, I got to have X, Y, and Z before we can do the reimbursement.
I think it's up to even submit the paperwork to them and then let them do it. What do you think? Mm-hmm. What we'll do is David isn't on here, but you know, he's going to be handling the paperwork on our side.
Okay.
We'll have him put the stuff together, send it to you. And if you wouldn't mind, do we need a motion or something on this, or is that at a future meeting?
No, we do need the, at least on the agreement, we need to approve the two agreements. Now, this is an exhibit to the infrastructure acquisition agreement, the payment application, this one.
Okay.
So let me go back. So this would be, this is where we show that as the exhibit in this agreement. So what we'll need is to approve the infrastructure and acquisition agreement.
I'd make a motion that we approve the infrastructure and acquisition agreement and reimbursement agreement on Boulder Ridge Public Infrastructure District 1 and 2.
Thank you.
I'll second the motion.
Thanks, Stephanie. All those in favor, say aye.
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 All right. That's unanimous. All right. So here's the administrative funding and reimbursement agreement. So for the first few years, obviously the development's not going to have property tax money coming in to cover the costs, right?
Right.
So what this is basically, and it kind of says over here, as Matt's listed it out, it's a loan basically from the development company to the district so that the district can cover its administrative costs for the first few years, up until the point that the district then has the money from property taxes to make those payments themselves. Does that make sense?
It does.
So what we figure to start is about $52,000, and that would cover the legal, the accounting, the insurance, bonds, the outside audits, and then any, let's say we needed a district engineer or any miscellaneous costs, that would cover those. So right now in the budget, we list $52,000. If we don't use all $52,000, like David mentioned with the budget, it rolls back into the fund balance, which we can use in following years. In the bond agreements, there is a 2% increase every year and that really is long-term, more for when the property taxes come in, that there's that carve out that they increase it by 2 years. So just know that's in there as well. So what we do is we say, it's the loan amount, the interest rate, 6%. We can adjust that however you would like, but the district is going to pay back the development company at a 6% rate. We cap it at $200,000. So we basically say we think within 4 years, the district should be in a position to collect the property taxes enough to start paying the admin costs. Typically, the bonds go out to about 7 years before they can really pay the property taxes, can pay the payment for the bonds. So, but we've set the cap at 200,000 of there being this loan, the developer advance. And again, it's just going to be those real basic administrative costs that the district needs. So tell me again if I'm going too fast as we go through.
No, you're doing fine, and that looks good.
Okay. Now, we did list out that it could be up to 30 years, it's not going to take 30 years to pay it back. So, especially with it only being at 200,000.
Understood.
So again, I'll just need this info. Jerry wasn't sure.
Okay, I'll fill that out this morning along with the other signatures and scan those and send them back.
Okay. Now this one does not need, this doesn't have any exhibits, I should say, sorry. We'll still need Patty to attest as the clerk.
Very good.
If there's no other questions, what I need then is a motion to approve the administrative funding and reimbursement agreement.
I'll make a motion that we approve the administrative funding and reimbursement agreement relating to Boulder Ridge Public Infrastructure District 1 and 2.
Great. And Jerry, could you give us the name of the company so that we have it? And I should have had you do it on the previous one as well. But this one is more because it's directly development company back to you guys. If you don't, that's fine. We'll just approve this.
I don't know it. I just need to make a phone call to make sure that I have it set up properly.
Nope, you're good. Just we'll approve the administrative funding and reimbursement agreement then. Is there a second?
I'll second the motion.
Great, thanks, Stephanie. All those in favor say aye.
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 Any opposed? That's unanimous. What were you going to say, Jerry? I'm sorry.
Well, I just, again, it's one of two companies. I just want to make sure I get it right the first time.
Yep. No problem. So that is everything that I show that's on the actual agenda. Do you guys have anything else that you need to bring up, you want to talk about?
Did you have
as the board?
Do you have anything, Stephanie?
No, I'm good.
All righty, I think we're good.
Okay. This is, I think this is the last real piece that we need for the issuance. I'll get with Gilmore Bell and see if there's anything else we need. But I know from our side, the two agreements were the two things that we needed, well, and the budget. So we needed those three, and then we still have the insurance to get. They're kind of backlogged right now, so we need to get that as soon as we can. So Jennifer's got it in the pipeline. We're just waiting for Utah Local Government's Trust to go through their underwriting for it. So we should have it by bond closing time. So,
well, thank you so much for keeping us on track. It's involved enough that to keep this thing moving forward quickly is a challenge, and grateful for your assistance.
Yep. It is an interesting process, isn't it?
More meetings than I ever thought it would be. Just saying.
Now, once the bonds issue, we'll be down to probably four, maybe five a year is all. So it'll become a lot more smooth once we get the bonds funded. So
very good.
Okay. So now just a motion to adjourn. And that should cover us.
You got that one, Patty?
Yeah, I'll make a motion to adjourn.
Thank you, Patty.
I'll second it.
Thanks, Stephanie. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
And that's unanimous. All right. Hey, thank you. Appreciate it.
Thanks again.